Welcome to Municipal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting third. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Holt. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Nettles. Batting eighth. The catcher, Phil Roof. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Corbin. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Ray Corbin. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The right fielder, Joe Keough. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Gale Hopkins. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dennis Pepke. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Knoop. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alfitz Morris. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Alfitz Morris. And now, play ball. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive towards third. Braun catches it and throws to first to double up Keough. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew strikes out. One out. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a line drive into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops it up and throws to first, with Fitzmaurice covering, for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball 4. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Noop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noop is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Noop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 1 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hopkins scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Carew for the out. 2 outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew takes first base on ball 4. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 1 in the game. Holt hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek strikes out. 1 out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keough strikes out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis bunts towards the mound. Corbin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Corbin. Otis moves to second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Otis moves to third. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Corbin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Roof hits a fly ball into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0 for 1 in the game. Pepke strikes out. 1 out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Shaw hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 0 for 1 in the game. Knoop hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holt. Knoop reaches second base with a double. Alfitz Morris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 0 for 1 in the game. Fitzmaurice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0 for 1 in the game. Corbin takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Corbin moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun bunts towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to third for the out. Tovar moves to second. 1 out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 2 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards second. Knoop scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 2 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a fly ball into center field. Nettles settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 2 in the game. Holt hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 2 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dennis Pepke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepke is 0 for 2 in the game. Pepke hits a line drive into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 2 in the game. Schall hits a line drive into left field. Tovar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Corbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corbin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Corbin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into left field. Piniella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 3 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Patek fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bobby Knoop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knoop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Knoop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Fitzmaurice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fitzmaurice is 0 for 2 in the game. Fitzmaurice hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 3 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keough hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holt who is chasing the ball. Keough reaches third base with a triple. Fitzmaurice goes all the way around to score. It's 1 to nothing, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Roof and he is safe. Otis steals second. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Holt. Hopkins reaches second base with a double. Keough scores. Otis scores. It's 3 to nothing, Royals. Bob Oliver pinch runs for Gale Hopkins. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 3 in the game. Piniella hits a fly ball into right field. Holt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Oliver now playing first base. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 0 for 3 in the game. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knoop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Holt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holt is 0 for 3 in the game. Holt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fitzmaurice fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 0. Goodbye from Municipal Stadium in Kansas City.